Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scribner again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you for the wonderful things you do. We're thankful for this magnificent book I call the Owner's Manual, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that tells us exactly what to do, how to live, and everything we should do in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I thank you that the word is true. I thank you that you come and you bore our sin on the cross so we don't have to sin. You said we should die to sin and live unto righteousness. And thank you that you bore our sickness and removed our disease on the cross, that by faith, when we walk holy before you, we don't have to be sick anymore either. And I thank you and praise you for all these promises. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, we're in Matthew chapter 5 today, and Jesus starts out, we're talking about Jesus' ministry, and when I think about his ministry and how he started out blessing the people, or telling the people what if they would do, they would be blessed. He goes down through the list there, and, you know, he's talking about being blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now see, there is a very good, wonderful thing to learn right there, that if you'll do what the Lord says, you'll get to be able to see the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now blessed are ye when men shall revile you. Now this is difficult for us to grasp, that when people revile us or make fun of us or come against us hard, it's hard for us to take that laying down. But Jesus said, blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its savor, it says, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. He also says, we are the light of the world, and a city that is set on the hill cannot be hid. Now, the thing about he's talking here, that we need to be salt and light as Christians. I mean, everybody else is coming out of the closet today. They're telling everybody who they are and what they're doing. I mean, don't you think it's time we, as the children of the King of the universe, we come out of the closet and start being the salt and light he told us to be? When you get to where you can believe God and you can become that salt and light and you can do what he says and you start walking through your workplace or down the street or to your next door neighbor and wherever, and you start doing what God says by walking holy before him and hungering and thirsting for his word, he says he will fill you with that word and he will teach you. And you will learn such great and awesome things that it absolutely will amaze you at what God will come down and do through you as you become obedient to his word to walk holy and in perfection as much as possible before him and do great and wonderful things in his name. Now, he tells you what all he will do. Now then, to see the Lord do these wonderful things is absolutely just something. I think about when I begin to get a hold of these kind of things, when I started asking the Lord to help me with my work in the workplace. I mean, I asked him to help me do things, to build buildings, design equipment, to explain to me certain things. And he did. He began to give me such great and awesome wisdom and revelation and understanding. When he says, pray about everything, I don't do anything anymore without praying. I mean, everything I go to do, I ask the Lord to give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and it is absolutely amazing what the King will do for you. But when we get a hold of the fact that we are the salt and light on the earth, and if we, good men, don't do something, then I can assure you the devil with his evil people will do something. We need to get in there and do something wonderful for the kingdom of God. And I think that's where we've missed it, because so many of us, we go to work today and they say, oh, don't talk about Jesus, you might offend somebody. Well, let me tell you, there's some people out there today that need to know and hear about Jesus. And if we're not talking about him, we're not living the example, they will never know. And I think about this, to think that if you fail to tell somebody about Jesus and they miss knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior, then those people's wages for sin is not only death on this earth, but it's spiritual death in the lake of fire. And they will spend eternity in a lake that burns with fire and brimstone. I can't even fathom that. I don't want nobody to go to that place. I want everybody to know Jesus. So I'm going to do everything I can, even in the face of the enemy. And I know I'm going to be bucking him right straight on, but that's okay. I know that my Jesus is bigger than him. In fact, as I boldly confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior, when I learned that what Matthew was telling us here, that I was salt and light, and I was to go forth, I was to tell people about Jesus, I was to lay hands on the sick for them to be healed and all these things, I began to see the Lord do such mighty and awesome miracles in the area of healing and deliverance, as well as helping me with my job in building equipment, building buildings or whatever. I come in, I built some buildings and came in with some record numbers as far as budgets is concerned. They could not understand how I could build these buildings with such quality on such little money. Well, I told them, it's simple. I asked the Lord, and he shows me how to do it. So people think you're crazy. Some people will persecute you. Some people will joke at you and all those kind of things. But that's okay. We're children of the Most High God. We're not trying to convince nobody. We're just trying to tell them that Jesus loves them and he wants to save them just like he did you and me. But anyway, don't miss an opportunity to tell someone about the grace and the glory of God, because the King is an awesome God and he loves you with all his heart. So take every opportunity to share the truth of the kingdom with people when you can, and do what the Word of God says, and you'll get to see the Lord answer some wonderful prayers. Now then, I'm going to go just a little bit further on down here in Matthew 5 to verse 21. He says, you have heard that it was said of them of old, you shall not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Now that was written in the law. Now we know that, but I'm going to show you here that under this new grace that we've got now since the Lord Jesus came to this earth, he put a more stringent requirement upon us than the law. Look what he says here in verse 22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, you fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Now, it says, isn't it amazing that if you really believe those things, you would never call anybody a fool again? Under no conditions would you go there. You do not want to go there. You want to read this book, and you want to believe this book, and you want to walk holy before God. Now, you definitely don't want to get angry with someone, because under the law, the Word of God says that you had to kill them to be guilty of murder. But Jesus said under this area that we live today that if you get angry with your brother without a cause, you know, you shall be guilty. In other words, for sure, be able to control your tongue. Watch what you say. Don't say anything rashly or quickly. Stop and think and capture every thought. And even cast down the thought, cast down even the imagination of the thought, if it doesn't line up with the Word of God. Then it says, in verse 23, it says, therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and that's your money, you're going to bring your money to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you. He says, leave your gift or your money there at the altar and go your way. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So the Lord's trying to tell you, I don't want your gift until you get right with mankind. When you get right with mankind, then come give me your gift. But I sent my son to pay the price for your friend's sin. So don't hold a grudge against him. It will get you in big trouble. Because in verse 25, he says, agree with your adversary. Now, who do you think your adversary is? This is the devil he's talking about. Our adversary is the enemy. Now, Satan today has been totally defeated by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he has zero weapons to use against you and me. Even the ordinances that were against us, which is the Word of God, according to Colossians 2, 13, 14, and 15, even those laws or those ordinances, the law was nailed to the cross by what Jesus done on the cross. So you and I are not under the law anymore, but we're under grace. But the Lord expects us under grace to walk holier and in more perfection than he did under the law, because he's telling us here in Matthew what we should do in Matthew 5. But verily I say unto you that you shall by... In other words, first of all, he said, when your adversary agree with him, in other words, whenever your adversary, which is the devil, accuses you of sin before the Father, he says, agree with your adversary quickly while you are on the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou will be cast into prison. Now, you must read this book and believe what it says. For verily I say unto you that shall by no means come out thence until you have paid the uttermost farthing or the wages. In other words, if you get caught doing something you're not supposed to do as a Christian by the devil, he's going to accuse you. He is your adversary, and he's going to accuse you until he gets legal claim to you. If you don't repent very quickly, the Lord will turn you over to the tormenting spirits, and those beasts will come in to steal, kill, and to destroy. We have never put it together in most churches that sin is what brings on the curse. When we sin, it opens the door, and Satan comes in to kill, steal, and to destroy. So the secret is, don't sin. Walk holy before God, and you don't have to put up with that. You can walk in divine health. Now, I'd like to invite you to call me. We have many free audio and video teaching tapes, CDs and DVDs, our music CDs and everything. And everything's free and postpaid. If you'll call us at 940-242-2106, we'll be happy to send you some. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can see where we're going to be speaking. And also you can find a list of many of our audio and video tapes. You can order them online. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.